called Gretel, and this rough one here is my brother Hansel.
Tell me the fairy tale again.
It's too scary, you know, start seeing things that aren't there.
You've been turned out of your home. Set out to fend for yourselves with only your clothes and your hides.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungrier than you are.
Because you're a pig.
Look! It smells of cake! Brother!
Careful with that, dear. I'd hate for you to start something you can't stop.
Please make your acquaintance. I'm called Gretel, and this rough one here is my brother Hansel.
There's something wrong here.
But it's so pleasant.
Where are all the animals? From where does she draw milk?
Time coming. This is your power. To see what is hidden and to take it. We were given the same gift, the same magic.
Brother!
What did you do with him?
All that is left is to make him.
Talk about films. Today we're going to talk about a film, and its title is Gretel and Hansel. Or is it Hansel and Gretel? No, it is Gretel and Hansel indeed. We're going to talk about all the symbolism you've been clamoring for. You've been telling me all about it. You've been sliding in the DMs. You've been sending me messages, comments, tweets, all the things you've been sending, and I watched it. And I loved it. I thought it was great. I loved that movie. Because I like me a good occulty horror movie. And that's what you get with this one. We're going to talk about the film, plot spoilers. Suck it up. We're going to do some plot spoilers. If you don't like it, go watch the movie and come back. And this one's one I recommend. I liked it. And I try to give you a scale on what I think it's worth. I actually wanted to see this in the theaters, but did not make it. Because, you know, I'm a busy guy. I bought it on Amazon. I think it was like on sale for like 10 bucks, and I think it was well worth it. Would I pay 20 bucks to own it? I mean, if you're into this sort of thing, then it's a solid maybe. But that's kind of, you know, it's kind of where I put it. And here's some, I can give you some comparisons here. If you took the Dario Argento's color schemes, like you saw in the 70s version of Suspiria, if you took a touch of The Witch with a little bit of the folk horror of Midsummer and Wicker Man and put it all together, that's kind of what you get here. So basically, it's great. It's a great movie. And and we're going to talk about all the symbolism in it. Illuminate confirm all over the place. Red dragons, grimoires, the witch, the hot witch, the hot witch, and sort of like the social consciousness movement here hidden in there. And I'll explain that. And of course, she's an initiate going through the ritual to be illuminate confirm. Now, the name of the film, Gretel and Hansel, is of course an inversion. It's supposed to be Hansel and Gretel, right? Which was one of my favorite tales as a child. I've been into this macabre darkness since I was a kid. But the director, I listened to some interviews, he said that because the story is supposed to be focused on Gretel, the female, as opposed to Hansel, the male. He's so hot right now. That Hansel's so hot right now. But we don't care about Hansel. It's Gretel. And you could take this a few ways. Because I know you. I know my demographic. I'll entertain the idea that maybe this is just another one of these virtue signaling, power to the feminine sort of focus. You know, take it from the patriarchy and, you know, girl power. Could be, but that's not really what the director said exactly. Well, he might have. I didn't read every single interview he did. I'm sure there's elements of that here. But like I always say, like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Doesn't bother me any. You know, entertainment is very influential. Entertainment dictates our world, which is what we're learning looking at the alien agenda, writing the book. Writing that book on the aliens, and it's going to blow your mind. I'm trying to figure out a way to do this book that, and we'll talk about that another time. And don't hold me to it, but what I'm looking at doing, my vision, and I'll share it with you because you're the audience and I trust you. My vision is to do two books. Okay. This is going to be, because I'm an old fart, this is going to, like Guns N' Roses, User Illusions 1 and 2. You had to have both cassette tapes. You had to have them both. Sort of mirror images of each other. The blue and the red, as someone was telling me to look into the symbolism of that. It's actually kind of more of an orange for User Illusions 1. Anyway, I'm doing that. The first book's going to explain the alien agenda from the perspective of the occult, because I'm not doing this alien deep dive into all the projects from the 50s and Roswell. You know that already. This isn't going to be for that crowd, okay? We're leaving those people in the dust. We're moving on. We're taking this a step further into the occult, spiritual, religious elements here. They're trying to create a new religion, and I'm going to expose them, okay? That's book one, and then book two, that's sort of like the nuts and bolts, the science of it, how it's working, and examples. Book two will be film analysis. I don't know how many yet, 5 to 10 film analysis with some photos, which is going to drive the printing cost way up. So I had to make the choice of whether to do it in color or black and white. You know, my Kubrick's code, I've got some images in there, but they're in color, which drove the price through the roof. Anyhow, just sharing that with you. Let's move on. You want to talk about the film, not my stupid book. Now, where were we? We're talking about this movie, inversions, girl power. Beginning with the... Okay, yeah, so the movie starts out. And it's retelling this tale of the witch, basically. And you see the triangle on top of a mountain. And I'm going to put all these photos, I'm going to put them together and put them on Instagram as I always do. So like and subscribe at Instagram, or I'm sorry, Instagram.com, Isaac Weishaupt, at Isaac Weishaupt, that's the name. The triangle that the witch is sort of like this witch doctor, spiritual... sort of Oracle Adelphi chick is sitting on, who makes the witch. She's on top of a mountain inside of a triangle, which clearly that's the symbol, right? The triangle. What's the triangle mean, though? Let's go a step further. For those of you that just see triangles and think Illuminati nonsense, it's a symbol of creation. Okay? Now, if you take it even further, you've got upright triangles are for the creation of the male essence, and the inversion is the female essence. But this is an upright triangle on top of the mountain. And what does that remind us of? It reminds us of Alejandro Jodorowsky's Holy Mountain. Because this triangle is on top of a mountain. Not a coincidence. Because as you heard in my analysis of Truman Show, which, by the way, if you want to support me, support the show, go get my book, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. The book, now available on Amazon, Audible, self-narrated it for you. So you don't have to do the labor of reading. And it's got many, the most popular podcast topics, one of them being the Truman Show. And that's what Truman says at the beginning of the show. He's the initiate about to go undergo the ceremonial transition, the alchemical process, the awakening. And he talks about climbing the mountain because that is the symbolic representation. And it's sort of nature's triangle, right? It's nature's pyramid. And then we watch the movie. So they tell the tale, and basically there's this witch. Boom. Scene is set. Then we pick up the story, and it's a young boy and a young girl, Gretel and Hansel, of course. And Gretel played by, what's her name? Don't know her name. She was in It, okay? Which, that'll come up here in a second. But they're basically walking around. They're kind of on their own, right? And this is very standard for these tales of parents being absent in the child's life, or parents even being dangerous, something Disney has perfected. Because it's about destruction of the family unit. And look, I don't support all that, like, homophobic trains of thought behind that. I know I got a lot of heat. I'm catching all the smoke about some people I've had on my show that you could interpret what they were saying as homophobic, but I don't think they were. I kind of pressed on it and whatever. I don't support that. If you're homophobic, if you're one of those types, I'm here to tell you that's not me. Don't use my platform to support your agenda. Now, Gretel and Hansel, they're... why are we talking about homosexuals here? What happened? Okay, so... Destruction of the family unit. They're out walking around, and basically Gretel, she's going to the house of this sort of, wealthy aristocrat type. And when she walks up on the property, you see, again, symbolically used with the camera lens, a triangle created out of logs of wood, firewood. Okay, and again, I'll put the image up. Then she walks through the hallways, and you see the colors of Suspiria, as I've mentioned earlier. And she talks to the Lord, and he's basically like, are you still intact? Meaning, is she still a virgin? Because he is a gross human being, you know, and he wants to do gross things. But she's like, nah, I'm out of here. She's a strong, powerful woman. Young lady. She's out of there. And then she goes home, and she's like, I'm not working for that guy. He's a molester. But mom's like, damn it, you got to make that money, girl. What are you talking about? And then she's like, you know what? Like, I don't even want to be here anymore either. And her and Gretel and Hansel are, they're just out on their own now. Because, again, you can't rely on the parents. They're useless. So they're kind of roaming around, and they find this house. And they go and stay inside of a sort of like room. And what was curious, I noticed when they walk in the room, there's an inverted cross on the wall. And you wouldn't notice it if you didn't look for it. And I'll post that image again on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Because I'm going to flip this podcasting into Instagram influencing thought and out one day. And in this house or this room, it's almost like they were staying in the stables, sort of like a mockery of the story of Christ. It's just something I thought of just now. I just fell out of this conversation, this stream of consciousness. It's kind of what it was almost. So anyway, they go in there, and there's an inverted cross kind of telling you this is an anti-Christ tale of sorts. And then they wake up, some hideous monster chases them out of there. And then the guy who actually like owns this house, don't ask me why, he saves them. He shoots an arrow right through the all-seeing eye of the monster. Okay. Then they go in. They go into the house. Because he's like, come on, let me feed you guys or whatever. And they're talking to him, and he's like, he's got this meal, he's feeding them. And Gretel, she's like the older one of the bunch. She's the older sister, and Hansel's just a dumb like kid. I don't know, what is he, 5 years old, 6 years old? And she's like maybe 15, 16, I can't really tell. And she's kind of like talking to the landowner there and is like, what do I need to do to pay back this debt? Because she's very focused on that. She's very aware of the world and the idea of repaying debts, which is something we'll get into. So he's like, no, it's fine. And then he's like, here's where you need to go. I'm going to send you on your way. You can find a place where they can find good work for you, so you're not having to deal with, you know, molesters and all that stuff. And he's like, go through these woods and don't go off track. Because he knows, right? They're foreshadowing what's going to happen to them. And she's like, all right, bet. Let's do it. So off they go. And what do you know? They come up on the witch house. Very cool looking little house. It's a triangle. Of course it's a triangle. The house is a big triangle. They walk up on it. And she's... Gretel kind of looks through the peephole, which is a triangle of with the all-seeing eye, is what we see. Again, you've probably seen the image. It was on the trailer, and I'll also put it on the post with all the photos. And there might be two posts, by the way. I got a lot of photos while I'm thinking of that. So she looks inside the house of the witch, and the witch is like, come on in. I'm going to feed you guys. But like the whole time, Gretel's a little bit weary of this, but Hansel, he's so stupid. He's just like, yeah, you know, keep feeding me, and this is great. I never want to leave. The whole time, Gretel's a little bit like, eh, I don't know. Because, again, she's very educated in the worldview, and she knows, like, nothing is free. There's a cost to everything, okay? Then there's a part where the witch, she sort of, like, snags a lock of hair, and she puts it inside of a box. Now, what is she doing here? Well, if you're familiar with my work, my hip-hop conspiracy book, we talked about contagion magic with Kesha and Madonna's DNA and Kesha getting her teeth from the fans and all that stuff. Well, it's contagion magic, okay? I mean, she's a witch. What do you think she's going to do with it? And it's basically you use the energy, the essence of a person to manipulate a larger field of energy with a little bit of as above, so below, straight from the Emerald Tablets of Hermes. And that's what she's doing. That's why she cuts the hair. Then Gretel she's warming up to this whole thing, and she's like, well, let me look through this book you got here. And the witch hands her this book, and it's a spell book, right? It's a spell book with all kinds of herbs and healings and all this stuff, and you see a pentagram on there if you know how to look carefully in the center, down the center of the page there, which later you see the inverted pentagram carved into the tree, because the inverted pentagram is the symbol of the Baphomet. That's the goat with the boobs. It's the symbol for the Church of Satan, the one created by Eliphas Levi. And it represents the reconciliation of opposites. It represents the alchemical breakdown and rebuilding, particularly in the initiatory process. Now, which is, of course, what this whole show is about. Now, Gretel, she has this ability to commune with the dead, sort of a necromancer. And she sees the spirits of all these dead kids, which, as you already know the tale, these dead kids' souls are all around because they got eaten by the witch. Which, puns on puns on puns, it's not so ironic, considering how this actress, let me get her name. I'm going to get her name for you. I'm going to get her name, and you're going to love it. Gretel and Hansel. Hansel, he's so hot right now. This is me delaying here. Oh, boy. How long is this going to take me? Sophia Lillis is her name. And she was in the film It. And as you know, because you've surely listened to my shows on Stephen King's It, she was on It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, that's what that film was about, because Stephen King is very in tune with this as well. Stephen King's tapped into the darkness, okay? And on the stories for It, the kids getting eaten is what the sort of devil character always wants. It's what the dark forces want, the archons, whatever you want to call it, the fear sustenance, the adrenochrome maybe. for all you pizza folks out there. That's what it's all about. And by the way, it should be known that in my alien book, we're talking about Diane Pasulka's book, American Cosmic, where she's hanging out with a bunch of UFO nerds, a secret society of UFO nerds that believe in this stuff as the new religion, which they will instill, which is coming. I promise you this. I promise you these things are going to happen. That's why you got to read this book when I'm done with it in never. I'm actually making pretty good progress here. I had a writer's block for about a year on it. Now, there's a very curious part of the book, if you read the book, where one of these guys who's into aliens and all this crap, and his name is Tyler, by the way. Tyler is the guy, and it's a pseudonym, but Tyler's a very curious pseudonym because that's a Freemasonic term. Anyhow, I'm going to read you from it. He's talking to her about some stuff. He says, I had a dream about the contents of your backpack. I dreamt that there was a separate universe that you carried in it. A universe that was created within this universe. That who knows where this universe was created. Had very much the essence of turtles all the way down. Ha. Now, why does that matter? Well, this guy's talking to aliens, which are demons. We all know that. We don't know that. I don't know that. That's one of the ideas we'll explore. But Stephen King, who's also been talking to the demons, in the story It, if you read the books, it has the god, the creator of the world, is the turtle who pukes up the world, is this turtle. And you see it in the films if you know what to look for, because it's kind of buried in little hidden, you know, little stuffed turtle here or whatever. They don't really go into it in the films, but I've read the book, which is incredibly long, and it's actually very good. I recommend it. But you've got let's sum it up. You got this idea of turtles and demons eating the adrenochrome and eating the kids, and it's kind of all in this movie, basically. Now, she's making an ointment, the witch, right? She's making this ointment, and you can see it looks like fat. Very clearly. And she's talking about superpowers. And this is where I believe she gets these black fingers from. Because she's dipping her fingers into this concoction, this ointment that she's making.
On some nights I don't sleep at all.
Awake? Listening to the woods? Good. The air is swirling with abundance. One need only reach out and pluck it. This is your power, to see what is hidden and to take it. Small mind believes only what it can see. Carves out a little square, waits to be taken, never wondering what governs its fate. But we know that we are our fate's own masters, don't we? Those like me and those like you, we commune with the great provider. She gives us the seeds of abundance, and we grow them in our garden. We harvest it, and with it, we impart justice.
You say we, but I've not agreed to anything.
It's not for you to agree or disagree, my pretty. It's already inside of you. You can either stay asleep to it or let it wake up.
Now, why does this matter? Well, we talked about this. I did a great two-part show on The Witch and The Lighthouse, which are, you know, dual elements of the male-female essence. And in the witch, you see the witch in there grinding up the baby guts for a flying ointment. An ointment that lets her levitate. And Francis Bacon, the Freemason New Atlantis guy, he talked about this ointment. He said you needed the fat of children, wolfbane, fine wheat, juices of smallage, cinquefoil, belladonna, etc. And that's kind of what we see in this movie as well. That's why I think the witch has the black fingers in Gretel and Hansel. Oh, and I'm missing a big part here. I skipped past a part before they go to the witch's house. Gretel and Hansel stumble across these Super Mario mushrooms. They're red with the white dots, and they start tripping balls, and not much happens. But what we could infer from that is that their view of reality has changed. This is much like Alice in Wonderland, right? It's a similar tale. Their perceptions on reality are changing, is what that is. That was before they got to the witch house. I missed that part. It just hit me when I was talking about the Belladonna, which is a flower, not a mushroom, but, you know, same thing. Hallucinogens, the psychedelics, which again are tied into the aliens. You can be a psychonaut, they call them. Anyway, now we see in the movie, the witch holds up a rune stick. It's just a stick, but it's actually a rune. And shout out Rom Sullivan. He posted this on Twitter. All the credit goes there. I actually didn't know this at all. He posted this a little while ago. And the stick, the rune stick, is based on a book that summons Lucifer. Just like in The Ninth Gate. Yes. Which I have an analysis for as well. The Ninth Gate, Johnny Depp, Roman Polanski. Doesn't get any more Illuminate confirm than that. Now, what is, and I looked this book up, try to learn a little bit more for you, and it's called the Grand Grimoire, aka Grimoire, aka the Red Dragon, and this uses Solomon's Lesser Keys of Magic, which is basically controlling demons and black magic, and it's supposed to summon Lucifer for the purposes of making the Faustian Pact, the Faustian Bargain. And Eliphas Levi, he had a fascination with this book. Again, there's the Baphomet stuff. He's the guy who drew the Baphomet. And that's the sigil in the spell book in the movie. It's all connected. But if you look in this grand grimoire of the Red Dragon here in Chapter 2, it discusses a tool used in the grimoire. And it's the true composition of the mysterious wand, the destroying or blasting rod. Which does, in fact, fulfill its destructive properties in the movie. I'll read you from it. On the eve of the great undertaking, you will search for a rod or wand of wild hazel tree that has not yet borne fruit. At the highest point of the sought-after branch, there should be a second little branch in the form of a fork with two ends. Its length should be 19.5 inches. My goodness. That's a big one. And that's what you see in the movie. There was a little bit of homework done for this movie, basically, okay? Then if you read that Red Dragon Grimoire book a little bit more, it says, after having found a branch of this shape, only look at it, but abstain from touching it, waiting for the following day, a day destined for action, in which you will go out, cut it precisely at sunrise, and denude it of its leaves and small twigs, if there are any of these, and with the same blade that was used to skin the sacrifice, which will still be tainted with its blood. You will cut it when the sun starts to. Oh boy. And then I cut off. Anyways, that's the page that I cut out. And I'll put that on the images on the Instagram so you can check it out for yourself. Now, we talked about some parallels with the witch. Again, the girl in this tale, just like in the witch, is shunned. She's shunned just like Thomason. From the witch. She teaches Gretel and Hansel. The witch is teaching Gretel and Hansel. And she's like, hey, I'm not your mom, just so you know that. And this is kind of how it works, right? You got to get rid of the parents. That's why mom looked so bad at the beginning of the movie. It's all about independence and breaking free from the social construct. Now Gretel, she loses Hansel, and she's like, where is he at? Well, he's stuck in a hidden basement room, which is again another parallel with the film Suspiria, with the dance school with the hidden rooms and all that. So Gretel goes down these stairs, you know what that means. She goes down the stairs, and then all of a sudden, here comes the hot witch. It's the witch, but now she's young and she's hot. She's covered in tattoos, which includes one of the tattoos is a solar symbol on her right shoulder. It's the symbol for Target, right? It's a circle with the dot in the center. That's actually a solar symbol. Then she's got the Seal of Solomon on her, tattooed on her. And, you know, when you read that Grand Grimoire of the Red Dragon, you find out that it's about Solomon. That's in the opening of the book. So the witch, so Hot Witch comes down and, well, it turns out she's basically taking fat and guts and organs of kids and alchemically transforming it into the food that Gretel and Hansel are eating. So they get up the next day and the witch, she's talking to Gretel about tasting poison to see if it's actually sweet. And to me, that is more indicative of what's going on here. It's dabbling to embrace evil. And this is, in fact, the scene on the sort of trailer and cover of the movie where the witch is pulling out the hair.
I've been thinking, maybe it's for the best that Hansel isn't with us.
Is it? He'll soon come to fear you,
as all men should if they're smart. And fear so easily turns to hatred. Better that he remember you as you were, rather than as you're meant to be.
With all that you're showing me, will I one day be very powerful?
You will be.
I have mastery and dominion over everything.
Nearly everything. We must accept our weaknesses.
Have you one of vulnerability?
Only that which is taken apart of me. Only that which is taken apart of you. And to you it will be a poison. And so you must consume it. Lest it consume you first.
Consume poison?
How else will one develop an immunity? But the thing about poison is that out of everything in the big bad world, nothing tastes as sweet.
Then we sort of learn more about the witch, which is the pink cap girl in the story at the beginning. And we find out that the pink cap girl, she followed her mom like her shadow. Again, an analogy for Carl Jung, embracing the dark side, looking for the shadow, much like Kobe Bryant tells you to do in his kids' books when he's telling your kids to embrace the shadow, to worship the fallen angel, and embrace the shadow. And we find out that she ate her children for the superpowers.
I know that's your favorite story, but you have been telling it wrong. It's true. She was her most beautiful child. And everyone could see that. But on the inside, she was rotten to her core and as sweet as vinegar. Even I hated her, and I was her mother. Because from me, she took everything. And would have destroyed me, too, if I didn't get rid of her first. So I gave her back to the darkness that had made her and thought that would be the end of it. But I was wrong. She stayed with me, in my thoughts. In my dreams, attached to me like my shadow, promising me a taste of the powers that she had. All that was required was for me to be brave and to trust the darkness. And I was, and I did.
And like she had done, I rid myself of all other attachments. I cleared my plate. I ate my children.
So now, Gretel is supposed to eat Hansel. That's what they want. That's what the witch wants, to eat her own. And they go underground, again, back into that basement room, because she has to go underground. That's what the initiates do. It symbolizes death by going underground, 6 feet under. In this case, it's down a stairwell into the basement room, into this ritualistic chamber. And she ritualistically wants to initiate Gretel. But then Gretel, she's got the CDs because, you know, she was able to talk to the dead people, remember? The dead kids? And she uses the force for her own good. And she, ESP? No, telekinesis. Telekinesis. Through telekinesis, she grabs this Solomon Red Dragon wooden staff rod 19-incher, which is actually much longer in the movie. It's like 4 feet, 5 feet long. And she uses it to kill the Hot Witch. And then she's the master of the universe. She's the new witch. It's just like the other movie, The Witch, right? So what's going on in this story? Well, like I said before, like I alluded to, the moral of the story is that she keeps saying throughout the whole movie, nothing's free. But the boy, you know, Hansel, he's so hot right now. The boy is like, hey man, she takes care of us, and this is great. The food's great, it's delicious, but it's all an illusion. Hot Witch is pumping GMOs and, adrenochrome into these kids. They don't even know it. It's very much like our American Western diet here of fast food. Yeah, I give you that. The McDonald's burger tastes great. It ain't real food. It's GMOs and fake stuff. It's all an illusion. It's kind of like Cypher in the Matrix, you know? He's like, ignorance is bliss. Put me back in. I don't want to know. I just want to live in bliss. Which, hey, you know what? That's okay, too. I get that. But Hot Witch is pumping GMOs and the 5G kill grid into these kids while distracting them the whole time and saying it's fine, it's fine. But Gretel knows. She knows nothing is free from her life experience. There's a cost to everything. The witch wants them to get fat and sick for her own ends. What does that sound like? Sounds like Big Pharma. Sounds like all the fast food restaurants. And this is the same thing in America with COVID-19. Everyone's all confused. Nobody knows how to help. And the problem is the illusion is cracking. And everyone's scrambling and distracting, fighting, masks, no mask. Trump says eat the bleach, and the truthers are fighting. But you never hear, you know, Dr. Fauci or President Trump. You never hear any of these people say, here's something you can do. You can quit eating sugar. You can quit eating GMOs. You can quit eating processed foods and fast food. Because you need to get your immune system up. They never say, you should get some more sleep. You should work out. They don't tell you any of that. Because the mainstream media is here to pump up the fear and the stress. Because that's the system they've built. Much like the archons and demons are trying to feed off of the fear, that's what the power structures here in our world are doing to us. We're told, hey, just, wait till the vaccine comes through. We'll get it. We got this. Which, I don't know if you read my book, The Vaccine Conspiracy, secretly coded as The Vaccine Controversy, because, I'm not trying to get banned everywhere. You can get it for free. Go to my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Gum as in, like, bubble gum. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Go get it for free. Punch in $0. Or you could throw me a couple bucks, throw me a cup of coffee if you want. I don't care, though. Just take it. Because there are a lot of questions about the vaccines. Amazon blocked my book. Just saying. Why do they not want you to talk about it? Why are they okay with Bill Gates telling you what kind of vaccine you should take? He doesn't know. He's not a doctor. He didn't even graduate college. He's barely a nerd. But yeah, you know, instead of anyone helping us out and saying, you need to get your immune system beefed up. You need to lose weight. You need to stop eating sugar, stop eating GMOs. You need to get out the 5G kill grid. We're going to shut down 5G, which is inducing stress on your organs. They just say, hold on tight. We got a vaccine. Operation Warp Speed, run by the guy that runs GlaxoSmithKline, who makes billions of dollars off of vaccines. He'll take care of you. And that's what this whole movie's about. We'll protect you. Everything's going to be great. It's an illusion. It's an illusion to fatten you up, to feed big pharma, CEOs, corporate America, all these rich assholes, and the illusory system that they're building, full of false safety, trading in your freedom for the illusion of safety, trading in real food for the illusion of food through genetically modified organisms. Stress everywhere, trying to keep you in debt. It's bad. All that stuff is bad. Trying to keep you busy so you don't get enough sleep. So again, in summary, Gretel knows what's up. She knows there's a cost for everything. She knows there's a bit of a Faustian pact to be made. And that's why, you know, you got all these occult symbols, as you would expect in a story about a witch, right? Like, that's not so hidden. I just thought I'd discuss some of the symbols in here for you. Shed a little light on the red dragon rod there. That 19-incher with the red dragon the devil has there. And the tail of feeding off of the fear of the young ones, of the adrenochrome. To me, all of these elements come together in this film, which again, I actually enjoyed thoroughly. It was actually very good. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that my analysis fits. Watch the movie. Tell me what you think. Hit me on the socials. And again, go to my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Sign up, like, and subscribe. I got a lot of photos. It's probably gonna be two different posts, I'm thinking, because it's probably too many to fit on one for Gretel and Hansel. And until next time, stay woke.